Great news. Even though it's now, what, the middle of April? Don't give up hope. If you've been having, like, feeling down and, like, the winter blues and you just can't get yourself out of, like, the slump, now's the time to get excited. Because this woman went viral on TikTok for saying this.
April theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are going to get really good for you.
Do you believe this?
Well, I mean, I think that it depends on where you are and what you're in the middle of, what you do. I do believe that seasonal depression is a real thing.
Yep.
I mean, it's been documented by others. And you know what? I mean, I've always had a tough time in the winter. It just seems to drag on and on. We tell ourselves it's because the skies are gray or temperatures might be cold. But depending on where you are, you know, again, it can be a large problem for some people or a small problem for others. So, yeah, I believe it. If the sun's out and the birds are chirping or whatever you want to look at it, like, things are better. People are just in a better mood in general.
Well, I 100% agree with this. And I remember the first time I learned about SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder, I was like, well, that's weird. Like, how can just a time of year bring you down? But as I've gotten older, I've realized I am a different person in the first quarter of the year than I am the rest of the year.
Sure.
And when this April theory came out, where this is where everything starts to change, I feel like I'm coming out of a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been so deep and so tired and going through the motions and just get me through this time.
Yeah.
That it's 100% true. And then she goes on to say,
January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
That I don't understand. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to survive those 3 months right there. Those were the months that came after November and December, where I was also trying to do a little bit of survival there, too, this past year. But, you know, it's ironic. Over the last 48 hours, turning my attitude, things to do, things to get done. If you get a little bit of warmth outside, a little sun on your face, makes you feel a lot better.
And I feel like this is the time of year where you have things to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like a lot of, you know, in theory, you start planning for the summer and there's trips and things outside and being able to do things. And just overall, your mood changes because you have more to look forward to than in January when you're like, all right, well, the next 2 months are going to be exactly the same.
Right, right. Cleaning up the house, washing your car, any of those things that you like to do. Going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
So if you start feeling a lot happier in the next couple weeks, you know that maybe it's this woman and her viral TikTok thing, the April theory, but probably it's just because you had SAD and now we're coming out of it.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
These are three trending news stories. You're only going to hear about one of them. Raven's going to pick which one. Today's selection, number one, elephant running loose in town after escaping circus.
You know what? Again, after that elephant gets out, he should be allowed to go free after this. So I don't want to hear about that one.
Number two, paintball blasting home security camera in the works.
Already looked it up. Thinking about ordering one. Bring it. I love the concept of this thing.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
What could possibly happen there?
Oh, I mean, a small child knocking on your door from next door. Can somebody come out and play? Psh, oh, paintball in the face. I hear it actually also shoots tear gas.
Great. Number three, man harassed with $100 worth of pizza. Hundreds of dollars worth of pizza.
I mean, how much pizza is actually the pizza once you pass the line that it becomes a problem? I'm going to go with pizza. Why not?
All right. So this poor guy, he's being harassed by someone who keeps sending him pizza. Around $1,000 worth. Here he is.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rubicki cancel the orders.
They kept, not only did they keep sending him pizzas to his home, they kept sending it to his work too.
I love it. He's going to go to the head office, the headquarters of Pizza 73. Who knew Pizza 73 has a headquarters?
Yeah, here's a police officer talking about the prank.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
It's so sad.
This cop is like, I am not happy about this. In no way, shape, or form is this funny to me whatsoever. I've got the FBI on the line. We're going to get you, kid.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
Oh,
no, that was a very revealing thing that wasn't necessary in the interview.
I know. Like, when he said this.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that.
Let's get that guy a date.
He was like, it's not my crazy ex-girlfriend sending me all these pizzas because I've never had a girlfriend before.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, this poor kid. Like, all he wants is a girlfriend, and then somebody's sending him thousands of dollars of pizza to his home and his work, and he's just like, stop it, please.
Yeah, like, what, poor kid. Like, is he actually a kid, or is he 43 years old? I don't know.
I mean, he's older, but still, yeah, you know, okay, what I mean. Like, it's not nice.
Make
it's
it
not
better
a nice
or worse. I don't know. I mean, how long do we go before the neighborhood shows up and eats some pizza with this guy? I mean, seriously, come on.
I feel
Where's
bad
the rest
for
of you guys,
now.
Right? Like, this is, you know, when the kid rang the doorbell next door and was like, do you have any friends for me here? Like, let's step up, people, as a community, and do something for this guy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we got to give him a date. Let's help him eat this pizza.
But I wonder if he's ever going to find out who did it. You know, that's always the thing, is when you're like the subject of a prank of like this, you wonder who did this and why. I had somebody at my home years ago. They remember the Fall Fairy? I called the person the Fall Fairy because they would leave trinkets on my doorstep. Right. Little dolls, little houses.
Right.
Like, but they were very cute, but they were weird because, like, who was leaving them? And I always thought...
A troll.
I don't know.
That's the answer for that. I mean, who leaves little toys and things? I mean, it's like voodoo, or it's like a troll, or it's like, you know... I mean, that's who does that.
I mean, right? And I never found out who did it. Hold on a second. I want to show you something, Raven.
Yeah, okay.
I want to show you.
You're going to show me a photo of the pizza guy?
And the guy.
All right. Let's see it here. And I'm going to feel terrible about it. Let's get this guy a date. Come on.
Come on. He's such a nice looking kid. Like, somebody help this
Who's
poor guy.
Who's doing that to this guy? Seriously.
I know. What's wrong with people?
You know what? We should send him lunch. Maybe
no,
not.
No. All right. I don't think that's a good idea.
All right. There's probably other ways to handle this. Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has something that drives them crazy. Some people call it the ick. Some people just call it general frustration. And even though you're not supposed to judge people, especially people you don't know, when you see them do one thing, you always think to yourself, yep, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Chris, that's all I need to know about you.
If you let your mom set you up with your friend's daughters, that is all I need to know about you.
Sometimes when moms set up their kids, it works out really well. I don't understand why there's such a negative thought process behind this. What if, I mean, they know people, right?
Yeah, I think it depends on the dynamic. It depends on the situation, right? If you're the mama's boy, if you're still living in mom's basement or something like that, then maybe that's not the best way, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, you know, this is the way families did it before. This is the way they're still doing it some places.
Oh, my older daughter has a pact with one of our good friend's son that if they're not married by the time they're 30, that they're going to marry each other.
Yeah, but I mean, they said that, though, not you guys.
No, we said it.
Wait a minute.
And then they agreed to it. You know,
this is crazy.
Yeah.
Jennifer, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're a guest at someone's house and you take the remote to change a channel, that's all I need to know about you.
That's messed up. I would never feel comfortable picking up anybody other's remote control in anyone's house unless I was like babysitting and it was after the kids had gone to bed.
They left the room.
Right.
I mean, if they pass out or something like that, or if they're like, all right, I'm headed up to bed and you're in the guest room or something. That's one thing that makes sense.
Honestly, I feel like most remote controls confuse me. My own remote controls confuse me. Mm. So I can't imagine walking into somebody else's house and trying to navigate theirs. Zoe, that's all I need to know about you.
If you force your kid to do an after-school activity or to sign up for a sport when they don't want to, that's all I need to know about you.
Save your money, save your time, save your sanity.
You know, I feel like, though, it's always so much pressure from the system, the leagues and all that stuff. Like, you got to get your kids involved in something. They've got to make friends. They've got to learn how to win and lose and all that, right?
Yes. And, like, I see both sides of it. Like, you definitely want to push them to get involved and to do things.
Yeah.
I'm going through this right now. I said to my teenager, I'm like, you can't just stay home all summer. She's like, why?
Why not?
Yeah.
It seems like an absolutely great summer. As an adult, it's all I want to do. But when they're kids, we just will not allow them to.
I'm like,
to.
You got to find a camp where you have to be like a camp counselor. You got to find a job. I'm like, you're 15 now. She's like, why can't I just stay home? I'm like, I don't. But I do understand that there's this sense of they have to be doing something outside of school. And a lot of times they don't want to.
Right.
You know?
Up until sixth grade, I wanted zero involvement in sports. But they signed me up for every single one of them.
Oh, I have the opposite with my little one, my five-year-old. She wants to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I sign her up for everything. And then the day of, she's tired. She doesn't want to go. And then I just spend most of my day yelling. So there's that. Which do you think is a worse parenting era? That's what I'm trying to determine right now. Raven, producer John, producer Sean. Now, John and Sean, you guys both have young children. So you're in one of these eras, but I'm in a unique situation where I have a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old, and it's completely two different separate things.
Right.
All right. First, my 5-year-old will walk in the room on the weekends, and this will be the conversation that we have.
What time is it? What does the clock say? Read the numbers.
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. Don't you think it's too early? 4, 5, 6?
Yeah.
Why are we up so early?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know.
That's so painful. You know what would be equally painful to looking over and your daughter reciting to you that it's 4:56 in the morning on the weekend? Being your husband and laying right next to you and knowing that not only is this conversation going on, but you've pulled out your phone to record it. I mean, he's in purgatory.
Well, he can sleep right through it.
So that's nice. Good for you.
Yeah. There's usually it's almost like a standoff between the two of us because she doesn't just come in and crawl into bed with us and go to sleep.
Yeah.
She gets up at 4, 5, 6 and she wants to go do things.
Yeah.
Like she's ready.
You tell the
she's got energy.
Started.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So then it's which one of us is going to take her downstairs to start our day at 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning, right?
So you both have to act like you're asleep, like hardcore asleep.
Well, right. It's a matter of like which one of us is going to give
in
first,
game.
You know?
Okay.
And it's never a fun thing. But then I also have a 15-year-old, and this is, you know, a completely different conversation.
Hayden, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Are we going to get up?
What?
What? What? Bubba?
Huh?
What?
She sounded rough.
Yeah. Yeah, huh? One more time, right? Poor girl.
What?
Yeah.
She sounds like she's 44.
I was going to say, I've heard Hayden talk, and her voice is 8 octaves lower in that one clip than I've ever heard it before.
If she's listening today, she's not going to be happy with
no.
that.
Out-gargling glass. So she's not, because she's still asleep.
I'm like stone cold. What?
And this is like this is my life. So like I'll go upstairs at 11 o'clock and be like, hey, are you going to wake up? And then I want to say to her, I've been up for 7 hours.
Yeah.
I've already put in a full day with your sister downstairs. And I can't figure out which is worse, trying to get the teenagers up and out, you know, and do anything on the weekend or being up so early that you don't get to sleep in at all.
I just have to say, as a side note, I have an 8-year-old stepson, and it is night and day compared to him and my 10-month-old. Like, Isaac, he's 8. He will go to bed and stay asleep for like 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying to Booker, I cannot wait for you to get to this point.
Right.
Because,
Good luck.
He's like up every 5 or 6 hours at night. And then same thing. He's up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday. And I'm like, dude, give dad until 6.
No.
Please.
Zero respect.
He'll give you till 4, 5, 6.
Right.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6.
So what are you going to do about this? How are you going to survive it?
I'm not going to survive. you have to just keep going through the motions. And I'm looking like we posted these videos on our Instagram and Facebook at Anna and Raven. And it's so funny to read the comments because Kimmy writes, my sister be sleeping till 6:30 p.m. What?
Wait. That's not healthy either.
Does she work all day?
She works second shift.
I don't understand.
Right.
I don't get it.
That sounds wonderful.
She's 11. Check her pulse.
Exactly.
Wow.
I don't know. You can head to our social media at Anna and Raven. Which do you think is worse? There's so many questions about Ozempic, and I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of different theories on whether they think it's quote-unquote cheating. Is it the miracle drug? Is it just something that we're going to find out in 10 years is going to kill us all? Joining us, it's endocrinologist Dr. Randy Tomasulo. You can find her at Post Road Metabolic Consultants online at postroadmetabolic.com. Randy, everybody has different thoughts on this, and this is what you do, is you prescribe this. So what's your overall take about Ozempic?
Anna, obesity and overweight are diseases that need to be treated. And while there is a lot of hype about these medications because they're being used in Hollywood and everyone's talking about them, in truth, they're treating a medical condition with many, many complications. Daily injections have been around for 20 years and have been approved for obesity for 10 years. Ozempic has been approved since 2019 for type 2 diabetes. And now, under a different name, Wegovy, it's approved for obesity.
So, doctor, you know, here's the part that confuses me, right? And when I see announcements of, like, things like Costco is getting into this, I just say to myself, like, has it jumped the shark? Like, what are the differences between Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro? You know, like, those are being treated to do just type 2 diabetes or whatever, and this, you know, the weight loss is in effect a side effect of that or whatever. What if you don't have a true medical thing, but you just want to boost your weight loss factors? Like, I mean, are those drugs coming? Will they in fact be different drugs? What is the difference here?
The medications we're talking about are all part of a family of hormones that we naturally produce called the incretins. Incretins are hormones that our intestines make to tell us that we've eaten, what to do with the food. They send hunger signals to the brain. These medications mimic those hormones that we naturally produce.
As a doctor, how do you look at someone and say, okay, you're pre-diabetic or diabetic and you're going on Ozempic versus we'll go over your Mounjaro?
The medications are all essentially very similar and do the same things. It's just that they've been FDA approved under different names for different indications. The version of Ozempic that is approved for obesity is Wegovy. They're the exact same drug. It's just the way the company put them through the FDA. And
the classification, basically.
They're the exact same drug made by the exact same company put into two different containers with two different names.
Wow. So if you were prescribing Ozempic, per se, the original there, and you were putting it out for obesity, in fact, you could be like flagged or somebody could say, you know, you're misusing this, you're misdiagnosing here or whatever.
Well, it's driven a lot by insurance coverage.
What a lot of people are facing, when you get prescribed Ozempic for having diabetes, then your insurance is more likely to cover it. But with the Wegovy, now it's for weight loss, and now your insurance won't cover it the full amount. And that's when you're seeing the astronomical amounts of money where it's like up to $1,300 for a monthly supply, which the average person can't pay for that.
Right.
Do you think prices are going to come down as more companies are getting approved? Do you think this is just how it is? It's going to be one of those things that if you want it, you got to be like these celebrities. You have to be able to have the money to pay for it.
I think eventually prices will come down, but I think it's going to take a long time. Right now, supply is an issue.
I mean, it's the hottest product ever, too, right? I mean, this is the time where you say, well, there's just not enough on the truck, whether or not there's a warehouse full of it. We've never seen Big Pharma ever be in the nature of, you know, let me cover the people, right? So they want to make as much money as they can.
But it seems like every day you look on the internet and there's another story about a side effect. Now, what are these side effects? What is Ozempic face? Why is your butt so saggy? We're going to have more with Dr. Randy Tomasulo coming up next. Oprah's talking about it. It's all over the news. All these weight loss injections, what are they about?
We're learning today.
Endocrinologist Dr. Randy Tomasulo. A lot of these medical spas have been selling semaglutide. So you go in and you meet with their medical professional that they have on their staff, and then they'll prescribe you semaglutide, which is usually, from what I understand, cheaper. So how does that separate from the big pharma companies that are doing it all through prescriptions?
Right. Good question.
Or are you a real doctor?
Right.
And I'm not going to make any friends in the medical spa industry with my answer, but those are compounded versions of these medications. And the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies that make them and have patents on these drugs are really cracking down on that. It's not regulated. We're not sure what's in it. We're not sure about the safety. And how is it that it's cheaper? Is it diluted? There's no such thing as a free lunch when it comes to these drugs.
It's like when we buy a concert t-shirt after the concert in the parking lot, it's only $20 out there.
Right. That's
exactly I did it at right, Snoop right, Dogg, right. But I wouldn't inject myself with it.
That's right.
So let's talk about the side effects for a second. I mean, I've heard everything from like you get saggy skin on your face to like your whole body loses all its muscle tone, to somebody just dropping dead from it. So like, what are the actual side effects?
I'm sorry to laugh.
Right,
wow.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds pretty final there, right?
Like, I'd rather have a Ozempic face that just drop dead one day, you know?
I look great, and then, you know, I drop dead on the sidewalk.
So the dropping dead is actually very rare.
Yeah, that's good. Let's lead with that, right?
I'm
thanks,
sleeping
Doc.
Well at night. And that being said, this has to be done carefully. You want to be doing this with a healthcare professional. The main side effects, if you're going to have one, and this is what you hear about, are the GI side effects, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. If you take this medication and are counseled and supported closely with your healthcare provider, we can really mitigate those side effects. You have to eat slowly. You have to eat less. You have to listen to the signals. We're all told to listen to those signals in our brain to tell us to stop eating, but most of us can eat right through it.
Right.
On this medication, you can't.
I ate right through it this morning. I just kept eating all day. I was just bored. Just kept eating.
And the Ozempic face and the Ozempic butt, that's weight loss face and weight loss butt.
Are any patients in your experience, or are you hearing from anybody, that they're really having trouble being prescribed?
Not really. I think the difficulty is more cost and insurance.
Yeah. If you're on these, are you on these for life? You get prescribed the injection. You've had great results for 1 year, 2 years, or whatever. This is open-ended. This is forever, or what?
In theory, I'd love to say that you can lose the weight, make things better, and then stop it. But for most people, their obesity, their high blood pressure, their diabetes is a chronic disease. And when and if you go off the medication, the diseases come back.
Well, I think that we as humans, too, we get used to our new normal, right? So it's like, okay, well, I look this way and I'm doing it with this.
Right.
It's like spending the amount of money that we get in our paychecks. Right.
So it's not a magic wand. Sense. So people really have to pay attention to what they're eating and do the exercise.
How come some people lose massive amounts of weight, others don't? Like Sharon Osbourne said that she lost like so much weight so fast she had to go off it, and she dropped, you know, however many pounds. She was like a skeleton. Like, how come that happened to her, but for other people, it's so gradual?
Individual responses vary, like any medication, like anything. So it has to do a lot with your physiology to begin with, your genetics, how long you've had the weight on, whether you're premenopausal or postmenopausal. Everybody's different.
Dr. Randy Tomasulo, you can find her online at Post Road Metabolic Consultants, postroadmetabolic.com. Thank you.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand, why should I go to this wedding now?
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's just up to you to decide who's right. Jason and Maria, you guys are engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Maria, what's the problem?
My mother wants to go to my bachelorette party, and I don't want her to go, but Jason thinks that it's okay, even though I think it's really a big deal. I mean, he's like, no, it's not a big deal, because his dad is coming with him and his friends. And I'm like, that's different. I don't want my mom coming with me.
Jason, why do you care if Maria's mom goes to her bachelorette?
I don't know. I think it's just a nice thing. And I know her mom really wants to go. And my dad's coming to my bachelor party. I don't think it's a big deal. I think there's like plenty of stuff to do with her mom. Like there's spa days and tarot card stuff. And why not?
But I don't want my mom to go with me drinking into the club. And definitely not my aunt.
Oh, your aunt wants to go too. It's a whole family ordeal.
Right.
I like it.
Well, they're like girls' night out.
Oh,
right?
It's my dream. It's my dream that when my daughter gets married, that me and all my friends get to go too.
Oh, gosh. When you say it like that, it even becomes more awkward. I don't know. On the one hand, I was oh, it does sound nice that they'd spend time. But when you say it like that, like, I mean, yeah, that's a lot. So you don't want your mom primarily to see you when you're drinking and letting loose in the club and whatnot.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's just something my girlfriend should see, not my mom or my mom's sister. That's just, I don't want them to know that side of me.
So, I mean, I don't know, you know, how your bachelorette is set up or whatever, but there's no compromise. Like, they can't come for dinner and then leave after that. Are you guys traveling for that, which would obviously make that difficult?
No, they can't, because we are traveling, and I don't want to have a stripper in front of me with my mom there.
All right.
I mean,
that's more descriptive than I thought it was going to become.
Right. Okay. That kind of
I was trying to give you the out so you didn't have to say that in front of your guy. But, you know, hey.
I mean, it's the first time hearing about strippers, but okay.
But, I mean, either way, listen, you certainly act different when your parents are there, right? I think a lot of people do. They would act different while their parents were around them. They would probably speak differently or whatever. And, you know, regardless of what the activities are, you are trying to have fun. So I get that.
Jason, why are you so bent on having her mom come? Like, shouldn't you just stay out of it? It's not
witnesses.
Really any of your business.
Maybe he thinks the better behaved version.
No. No, I don't know. I think it's cool. And I'm taking my dad. We're going golfing. We're going to bond. It's going to be great. I think she should have a more open mind about this.
Well, I guess we can just ask the audience and see what they say. Do you think that Maria should have a more open mind. If her mom and her aunt want to come, what's the big deal? The more the merrier. You're all adults there. Or is Maria right? It's my mom, I don't want her there. That's the end of the conversation. Why are you making it such a big deal?
Right, it's my party. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you want your mom at your bachelorette party? Because Maria does not. Maria and Jason are getting married. Her bachelorette party is coming up. Her mom and her sister want to come. Her aunt. So her aunt and her mom. Mm. And Maria is very much against this. And Jason doesn't understand why.
Yeah. Jason thinks it would be a great idea for the parents to attend. He's like, my dad is coming to my bachelor party. What's the difference, right? She's like, well, yours is a golf weekend, and ours is whatever it is that I have envisioned for this one. And it's none of your business, and it's none of my mom's business.
Is it a big deal if your parents come to your bachelorette party? 1-800-330-9999. Alexandra, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side because a bachelorette party is for you to go and have one last hurrah before you get married. And I don't think your mom should be there. That's a side of you that you don't want your parents to see or your mom judging you for. So I'm definitely on her side.
I want you to imagine you're watching The Hangover and then Bradley Cooper's mom is there.
Bradley Cooper brings his mom everywhere.
I know. But
award shows, everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't think he's bringing her on that weekend.
We don't know for that for sure.
No.
Imagine she was there the whole time. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. You think your parents should be allowed in your bachelor or bachelorette party? That's an issue going on between Jason and Maria. Jason does not understand why Maria is so hell-bent on her mother and her aunt not going to her bachelorette party. After all, his dad is going to his.
Yeah, well, I mean, both of these are traveling weekends, right? They're going away. And she says, the plans that your best man have for you, I'm not sure whether or not you're going to feel totally comfortable with the fact that your father is going to be there anyways. But when I go out with me and my girlfriends, when we go to the club, when we maybe go to a, you know, an adult show or whatever it may be, I don't want my mom there. It'll just be weird for me.
Is it a big deal? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle, whose side are you on?
I am 100% on her side. It's her party. If she wants to be able to let her hair down a little more and be herself, I think it's her right. If the older people want to go out to dinner and then ditch them, but it's 100% that he wants her to behave better with her mom around.
Yeah, that's right. What I figure too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you figure if the adults are going, if her mom has got eyes on her, if her aunt's got eyes on her, then she'll probably do a little bit less gallivanting. It'll be a little bit less crazy.
Imagine the mom's the craziest one
there. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, too, is if your mom comes and she is the craziest one there, that's also awkward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be a sight you don't want to see.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Maria, our audience agreed with you. It's your bachelorette party. You don't want your mom there. You don't want your aunt there. I mean, you got to tell them you don't want them there, but that's your decision.
Thank you, audience. See, you see what I'm saying?
That's your party.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
Jason, you said your piece, right? You expressed your opinion, but, you know, at this point, she's got to do what she wants to do for her party and celebrate in the same way that you can do whatever you want to do for your weekend. So,
thank you. I mean, she's going to have to break it to her, so not me. So,
well, I'm sure it won't be the first time she's disappointed her mother.
And Jason, you really don't know what your best man has planned for you. So it may not be as innocent as you think.
Oh, that's it. Dad's going to disown you.
Nope. No comment.
Yeah. What if Maria's dad was going? I'll see how that goes.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's a different couples court.
Right.
Yes.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com. If you missed it, during couples court, there was a disagreement about whether or not your parents belong at a bachelorette party because, well, she didn't want her mom coming to hers.
Yeah.
And her fiancé didn't understand why.
Listen, it's one thing if you were going to somebody else's bachelorette party or bachelor party and your mom was also going to that party because you can kind of temper your behavior. You're not going to be the center of attention. If it's your party, that's a different scenario.
All right, but we started thinking about it. We're like, well, even though you love your mom and your dad, you love them so much. Where are the places you never want them with you? Producer John went around the office to ask.
I don't think I'd want my parents. It's always awkward when you're watching a movie and there's very adult scenes in a movie. So I think probably at the movie theater, and it's happened before where I've been at the movie theater with my mother, and it's really uncomfortable just watching like any kind of adult scene in a film.
Absolutely.
That's on my list, 100%. Yes. Like even at any grown age, and anything beyond like kissing,
like making out. I got to go. I got to leave the room. It's snack time at least.
It's so awkward.
I got to go somewhere.
And now with my daughter, my teenager, like, you know, we start watching a lot of these shows now that she's older. And I put my hands over her eyes, which she says is so embarrassing. And I'm like, well, I don't really know what I'm supposed to do in this situation. Right. This is the first time I'm tackling this.
You should do like me. Run out of the room.
Just run screaming.
Run out of the room.
Yeah.
She's going to see it if she wants to.
She'll be like, Mom, give me a brownie while you're out. Yeah.
I wouldn't want them in the delivery room when I had a baby. Some people like that, but I wouldn't want them there.
Interesting.
So I have doctor on my list, and I think that it, you know, it depends on the scenario, but as a guy, I've got proctologist and urologist. I don't want my mom in either of those rooms. Don't want my dad there either, actually.
Right.
Don't want him to talk me down after the conversation or anything like that. I'll call a best friend first.
So both my my deliveries were C-sections, so only my husband was allowed in the operating room with me. But my mom waited in the room after, right?
Yeah.
But it was so funny because, like, my mom is so nervous all the time. So she's listening, you know, during, like, my older daughter was sitting with her.
Yeah.
And she was just crying the whole time.
She's not one to calm people down.
Something's bad is going to happen. Wish she was next to me to know that everything was fine instead of just scaring my older daughter.
I mean,
know?
The funny thing is, though, is that you're worried about calming her down. Like, she should just get a hold of herself out there. You know, I mean, like, she's in charge. She's supposed to look like everything's fine to your daughter.
No.
I'm very happy they weren't present at my vasectomy. Pretty sure they've seen it before, but they don't need to see it as it is presently.
True.
Yes. Back to the urologist or the proctologist. Neither time are they necessary, Ryan.
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't want my mom and dad with me, like, on my anniversary dinners, on, like, my OBGYN appointments. They can wait in the waiting area, I guess. I don't know.
I hid a tattoo from my mom and dad for most of my adult life until I got pregnant with my first daughter and she came to the gynecologist appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw her seething during the appointment. And it wasn't until we got in the car. She was like, so you have a tattoo.
Right.
And I was like, you just found out you're having your first granddaughter, and that's the conversation we're going to have right now.
And the second that it was revealed in that appointment, were you like, dang it? You almost forgot for a minute that it was going to come out?
I just was like, well, thankfully, I'm giving her first granddaughter right now.
I would definitely say, like, guys night when we're out. That is not a place for mom or dad. I mean, dad maybe, but, I mean, there's just conversations going on in there that you just, they're better left for, you know, close friends. And, maybe some scandalous.
Wait, what's happening at your guys' night?
Right, it's like a regular night out. What is happening there?
I don't know.
Hey, you know how? Here's
a
rule.
I don't want to go either.
Here's a rule. Right, keep your mouth shut. Right, I don't want to go out with your group of friends either. I feel like something's going to happen.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Oh yeah, that's a big exciting thing. Everybody's been talking about it this week. But even though Caitlin Clark is super excited,
this is a dream come true. Like, these are the moments you dream of.
There's been a whole lot of controversy about it.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I was really shocked here. First off, the coverage for the NBA, WNBA draft, it was bigger this year than you would imagine that I've seen it in past years. It was more present for most people that don't typically pay attention to women's sports all that much. And it looked great. Everybody looked great. I was happy to see that it was turning into a big deal. On the other hand, then they started releasing the salaries for these people for the first 4 years. And it was just shocking, Anna.
The 22-year-old's endorsement deals in college were worth more than $3 million. She'll now get a base salary as a rookie, capped at $76,535.
What?
Last year's NBA number one draft pick, Victor Wembanyama, earned over $12 million.
Now, there's a lot of reasons why Caitlin Clark, who is literally all anybody's been talking about, is only getting that much money. And it's because the NBA nets about $10 billion a year, while the WNBA only makes about $285 million a year. So this is what Caitlin Clark had to say about it.
I think the more eyeballs you can get on this league, you know, the better off this world's going
to
be.
Right. She's just saying, well, watch us. Come to our games. Buy our merch. Show people that women's sports actually matter.
You know, a lot of this money is obviously tied to TV contracts. So, you know, the value of the NBA, as you said, is exponentially more at this point. But, I mean, everybody wants to see Caitlin Clark right now.
Is there a solution?
When you look at the amount of revenue that the NBA is getting, they could move some of that money to the WNBA to invest.
Do you think they do that? Do you think that the NBA is like, all right, we've got this $10 billion here. Instead of paying one of our players $12 million. Let's give them $5 extra million to grow that league or whatever.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The NBA doesn't pay their players. It's not like they pay them from some head office. The owners of each team pay their players, right? There's a revenue sharing, you know, contract, but it's not very similar to what the NFL does. I mean, it is their product. They have their trademark on it. You would think that there's more money to bolster it. The question is, if they spend that money and the people don't show up, does that hurt the league more?
Why? And it's like, are we going to, we talk about this all the time. It's women's sports. Do people want to see women's sports? And of course, there's a lot of girls that go see women's sports.
Sure.
You know, absolutely. Like my daughter was a girl soccer player. We went to go see the women play. Like that was a thing. But will everybody go? That's the big question. And, you know, I'm hoping that we're going towards a future where the answer to that is yes. And I think stars like Caitlin Clark make that possible because you want to see them in action. You want to see them go.
Yeah. The only thing that really is interesting to me here is that, there's a couple things. First off, Ice Cube, his big three league, they offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play 8 games and 2 playoff games. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of people that think that that would be quite a spectacle. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it done because I feel like it would raise the profile of the women's game. You know, I think that she would do well, and it is something that you can do at the same time while you're in the WNBA. There's no, you know, contract that precludes them. The other thing is this, is that there are several players that make $250,000 a year in the WNBA, but because of their contracts, the collective bargaining agreement, rookies can max out at $75,000. You got to stop that.
I know, but another thing you got to think about is that there's mascots in the NBA, mascots, like the ones that put on the costumes, that make much more.
$600,000 the guy in Denver makes.
Yeah.
$600,000 a year.
Than the actual players in WNBA. And that has to end.
I mean, Caitlin Clark should be a mascot, I guess. That doesn't
no,
make any
that
sense,
doesn't
right?
Make sense.
That doesn't
no.
make sense.
No.
It's crazy.
AI is so scary. It is so scary. And like, it's so smart that when they joke around like, oh, you're going to be out of a job, part of me really feels like it's only a matter of time.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. Never, ever until the last couple days did I ever think that that was a real thing. I was like, not me. They can't beat me. They might beat somebody else, but they're not going to beat me. I'm a genius. There's no way they could beat me. And then I heard this, and then I was like, oh, God, we're dead.
Yep.
As soon as somebody figures this out, we're dead.
So Suno.com is this website you can go to. It's an AI website. And what they do is you can put in anything, and it'll create a song for you instantaneously. And at first, when we heard about it, we said to producer John, who's smarter, you or the robot to write songs? Because producer John is an incredible artist. He writes songs all the time.
Thank you so much, Anna. And yeah, I'm amazing. And no robot can possibly beat me ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
That's why we're going to put it to the test right now.
This is so bad, man.
So,
I mean, I need you to hook up and find out where Skynet is. I'm telling you, bro.
Yesterday, I went and I put in for the first thing. All you have to do is write a quick description of what you want. And I wrote a sad song about why Raven is good at pop culture trivia. Within 45 seconds, it produced a song. I gave producer John that same line, a sad song about why Raven is good at pop culture trivia.
And let me just say real quick that I am not a great singer, but I know how to write a song. I've been playing guitar for 25 years. I've played in bands, played professionally for a very long time. So the vocal quality, yes, I get it. Not as great, but still.
I mean, there's a structure in all that, though, and
right.
You get that.
Here's AI.
We're gonna feed Raven, ain't discreet. She's got a mind like a vault, no memories to delete.
You're a girl.
That's the only thing that AI did wrong.
AI thinks that you're a girl, Raven.
That's all right. I can handle that.
And then the song continues.
With razor sharp wit and a memory so strong. She's got every answer, never gets it wrong.
I mean, this is true.
I'm still a girl.
From TV shows to famous quotes, she's got it all locked up in her mental notes. But deep inside, there's a sadness she hides. Lonely nights spent with knowledge by her side.
True, Raven?
Seriously?
At night, you're just sad by yourself because you know too much pop culture trivia?
I mean, here's the thing, dude. I mean, let me just ask you this is a robot making you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you told it to make you sad, and if you didn't know me and you were pondering this, heck, if you do know me, you might be thinking, is Raven okay?
She knows it all, but who's there to know her?
Who's there to know you, Raven?
Are you crying, John? Because it's over.
Oh, boy.
How does that make you feel?
I'll just tell you this. You know, I don't know if the people listening turned on the Anna and Raven show expecting to hear a man's dream die in real time. But, oh, boy.
Here's John's song.
Raven, why do you know that much about Taylor Swift? Oh, why can't I beat Raven?
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I see what
you did. Like
it's
that,
a,
right?
It's a beautiful callback to a lovely track that's out there, right?
I'm not even going to lie, though. You can't compare the two. You can't.
I mean, well, how is there harmony on this other one? There's like a group of people singing.
But coming up next, I asked it, right? a rock and roll song about being late for work, and they put swears in there. I had to edit it. Wait till you hear this. It's coming up next. There's a new AI website that will write a song for you about absolutely anything you want. The website is Suno.com. And when I heard about it, I'm like, how good could it possibly be? Raven, producer John, as we've learned over the last few minutes, it's pretty good.
I mean, I couldn't believe we were in a meeting when you brought this up. You typed in the sentence. And again, it's one sentence. It's not, you know, suggestive keywords or anything like that. And 15 seconds later, it spit out a song that was 3 minutes long.
And good.
And good.
Yeah. And our challenge today is AI robot versus producer John. Because what producer John is writes songs for a living. And how does it feel, John, when you see these AI robots come in and do these incredible jobs in 30 seconds?
Well, wrote songs for a living would probably be doing apps. There's a past tense thing that I think needs to happen here. Thank you for the reverie right now, by the way.
But there's hope. So there's hope. Listen to this. So if you missed it a few minutes ago, the first thing we asked the robot to do was to write a sad song about why Raven is good at pop culture trivia. And honestly, it buried you, John. It did such a good job.
The thing that was striking was it was actually emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually emotional. I mean, the only thing it did wrong was call me a girl.
And is that wrong?
Am I supposed to complain about that nowadays? I can't complain about that nowadays. I just got to take that on the chin.
So the second song I asked is to write a rock and roll song about being late for work. Now, what I did not expect the robot to do was write songs that had swears in it. So I had to heavily edit this, okay?
Alarm clock screaming, but I'm wide awake. I overslept, man, this ain't no mistake. I jump out of bed, my heart pumping fast, but the traffic outside, it's a damn blast. I hit the gas pedal, pushing on the brakes. Little finger to the clock, cause I'm playing with fate. Boss man's calling, saying I'm IA, but I ain't got time for that corporate ballet.
I mean, it's crazy. There's an anthem sing-along. It's like Strokes, AC/DC, White Stripes.
I was going to say AI produced by the Black Keys, but yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy.
There's more.
Blowing off steam. I'm running late, but who cares?
You think that's how the Black Keys did it?
Well,
crazy.
I mean, it's got angst, it's got anger, it's got rock and roll.
I mean, it's all pent up.
Yeah, and then there's producer John's version. Ready?
Wake up in the morning about 5:45. Head to the gym after a healthy breakfast. I'm well hydrated and I'm showered too. I made my kids lunch, then I take them to school. These are all the things that I wanted to do. Instead, I scrolled on my phone for an hour or two.
That one was closer.
But there's a little punchline at the end. There was funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Come on, guys. It was funny. The robot can't do funny is my point.
Oh, I missed that.
Do you want me to ask it right now?
Don't ask it anything. No, okay. Don't teach it anymore.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Okay.
And it's all input.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat Raven.
$1,300 is a jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. It's all thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Save 40% on paints and stains April 19th through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. All right, Michael, you ready to play today?
I am.
And can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please get out of the room.
You got it. Good luck, Mike.
All right, here we go. 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready, Mike?
I am.
Number one, Shakira announced she's going on a world tour during a surprise cameo at Coachella. Shakira voiced the gazelle in what animated movie?
Zootopia?
Number two, Pamela Anderson will star alongside Liam Neeson in a Naked Gun reboot. Pamela Anderson also had an 8-week run as Roxy Hart on Broadway for what musical?
Mamma Mia.
Number three, Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2024 include Dua Lipa, Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and the Chiefs quarterback. Who's that?
Patrick Mahomes.
Number four, production on Law & Order SVU was halted for about 20 minutes while Mariska Hargitay helped the little girl find her mother. The little girl saw her badge and thought she was a real cop. One of Taylor Swift's cats is named after her character. What's the cat's name?
Oh, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift.
And number five, Disneyland's $1.9 billion expansion for new lands and attractions was approved. Besides Anaheim, name two other Disneyland properties, not Disney World. Disneyland.
France and Tokyo?
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. All right, 3 out of 5 for Michael.
Congratulations, Mike. Let's see how I do. Here we go. Not great, not terrible.
Number one, Shakira announced she's going on a world tour during her surprise cameo at Coachella. Shakira voiced the gazelle in what animated movie?
Zootopia.
That's right. Number two, Pamela Anderson will star alongside Liam Neeson in a Naked Gun reboot. Pamela Anderson also had an 8-week run as Roxy Hart on Broadway for what musical?
Chicago.
Chicago was right. I didn't think you'd know that one. Number three, Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2024 include Dua Lipa, Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and the Chiefs quarterback. Who's that?
Patrick Mahomes.
You guys
seriously?
Are tied. Yes, you had a three. Number four, production on Law & Order SVU was halted for about 20 minutes. Did you hear this story? While Mariska Hargitay helped a little girl find her mother, the little girl saw her badge and thought she was a real cop.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Well, I'm glad she was able to help out.
And she, like, stopped everything to find that girl's mom.
I mean, I think that we can all wait. Cut. Pause the tape or whatever you have to do. It's going to be fine. We have a child here.
One of Taylor Swift's cats is named after her character. What's the cat's name?
Maritska. No. Wait, I thought it was named after her real name. You're going to say it and I'm going to be so mad. I don't know.
Olivia Benson.
I wouldn't have known that, actually.
And number five, Disneyland's $1.9 billion expansion for new lands and attractions was approved. Besides Anaheim, name two other Disneyland properties. Not Disney World, Disneyland.
There's one in Tokyo, right? And then there's one in...
Today.
France?
Well, you know, Michael also said France, and I gave it to him. The answer is Paris. So, yes, I'll give that to you guys.
Woo!
Hong Kong, Paris, Shanghai, and Tokyo. I'm sorry, Mike. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's okay. This is Mike, and I just couldn't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy the trip, bro. $1,400 tomorrow, Anna.